Gentlemen, you most welcome to Miraya Breakfast Show this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yes, now let's talk particularly on these deployment sites. What kind of issues have been raised so far that actually led to this sensitization discussion today?
Thank you, Miraya. I'm called Honorable Isaac Ribek Benjamin, the Minister of Local Government and Law Enforcement, Yobe State. We got your question to the deployment sites, yes. Our communities, along the deployment sites, really have some problems because those communities are staying in harmony in their own areas, and most of the services that are around those areas, so like, for example, like water, you get one borehole, and abruptly you got over 1,000 soldiers brought to the same place. Here the problem becomes the water issue, because one borehole cannot be enough for more than the number that is required in those places. Other issues are actually also the deployment sites, areas where soldiers should be put, it has not been identified. They just brought and then dumped it, and without the consultation of the communities, and that became a concern of the communities. So these are some of the issues. Plus, if you see to the deployment sites, most of the soldiers are really facing problems because lack of food is not enough, and this one actually has raised a concern with the most of the communities around these areas, and so many things.
Yes, can we know which areas are these particularly, which deployment sites have seen these crucial issues?
Yes, for example, like we have Juba Ye Road, that is in area Digala. A lot of reports has come to my office concerning the issue between the army and the communities, and specifically that is lack of services. Lack of basic services is around that particular area that actually brought the problem. Because as I've said before, a water problem, there's only one borehole, no health center, that is maybe one or no there, no schools, no food, and it has brought a lot of tension there.
So most especially it's all about the resources. There becomes a problem with the communities sharing the resources with these soldiers. And you also did mention that these soldiers, of course, they're not given, let's say, this lack of food and the rest. Now, what really issues have come out with the communities that have been reported to your office?
Yes, some of these issues. The communities has no problem with the deployment, but that they should be consulted so that a specific area should be located to those armies, and then contact should have been made so that they have to sit in harmony. Nobody should touch somebody's properties. And you know, with somebody who is very angry, he can go here and there and can do anything he likes. These are some of the issues that the communities are concerned, but they have no problem with the deployment. But otherwise, a proper mechanism should have been done, bringing the communities together with the leadership of those containment areas or the deployment areas, so that they have to sit in harmony. And whatever the resources, water that they have very few, that they can actually be able to share with them. So it is very important to sensitize the community and the army so that they have to live in harmony.
Yes, so today is the day that this initiative of sensitization is taking place. Can you tell us what form are you taking?
Yes, we have come together with our partners, UNIMIS, to make this sensitization through Miraya, and also we shall have a workshop that will be conducted tomorrow, bringing all the communities involved in those areas, so that once they need to understand the peace agreement, that is very important, which was not done before. Secondly, also they need to understand the security arrangements, that is where the deployment of the armed forces around 25 kilometers. That is why they are now present in their own area, so that they will be able to understand. And then the last one will be how to share the little resources that are within particular area, especially in water and other services.
Thank you, Honorable. I'll come back to you. Also, here in the studio, we have Mr. John Ugolo, who is the head of field office, Juba. What else can ANMIS do in order to address this kind of issues or situation?
Thank you. Thank you so much. As part of the effort of UNMIS generally in supporting the peace agreement, the UNMIS field office in Juba is trying to collaborate with the government, as we the honorable minister has said, to have this workshop tomorrow. But also one of the outcome of the workshop is going to come up with a list of issues and recommendations on how to address them. And also we're likely to come up with some monitoring mechanisms to monitor the recommendations that I've come up with. More so too, we're also going to be providing some monitoring indicators and some of the conflict drivers that our officers, especially the civil affairs officers, have been working on to promote peaceful coexistence among communities. Mm-hmm. We are going to use these methods to be able to, find a way of ensuring that we prevent conflict in those deployment sites.
Yes, and do you agree that the problem emerging from this scenario stems from a lack of understanding of the peace agreement?
Yes, I really agree. As the Honorable Minister has said, it's important that the people get to know their role in the implementation of the peace agreement. And their role is also accommodating the soldiers that have been deployed to their area to understand the reasons why they were deployed there. And then the consultation that the Honourable Minister said was not enough is what is leading to some misunderstanding of why the people are coming to the area, and mm-hmm. something that they were not consulted, so they didn't really know the ramifications. And that's why this workshop and the sensitization that the Minister mentioned is very crucial.
Yes. Honourable Minister, do you think that if this issue is not addressed as soon as possible, it might really exclude and cause a lot of problem in the nearest future?
Yes, I think, like, for example, the area I mentioned, most of the communities expressed concern either that they have to leave the village and come and then get displaced in the town. So that one is already a concern.
Mm-hmm. So the communities clearly seems they are not happy. So what steps are being taken to reconcile these communities and the SPLA? Because if they've reached to the extent of saying, well, if the soldiers are not going, and then we as the community will be the one leaving, meaning they are just being displaced from their places. There's obviously lack of, they're not comfortable and not happy there. So what is being taken to reconcile these communities and their soldiers?
So in the first place, the communities are not saying that let the army go. Mm-hmm. But they only need to live in harmony so that everybody respect its boundaries. What is very important is this workshop, because we'll be bringing all these communities in the first place to tell them how about the peace agreement and how the deployment sites comes in and how they will live with those army. There is no way. The army is ours. So we live together with the army. Mm-hmm. But the only thing is the regulation that can guide the army so that no encroachment into communities areas of concern.
Yes, and as local government official here, of course, and in the state, have you tried to raise this with the army? Because clearly earlier you said these soldiers have not been given food, meaning if they're hungry, obviously they will go to the community. Have you tried to talk it over with the army leadership?
Yes, our governor has made contact with the Minister of Defense for bringing in the units in the army that are concerned, but up to now the meeting has not yet taken place, but I think it will take place.
Great. John, what in your view must be done to increase awareness of the peace agreement?
Yeah, thank you so much. The first step is what we are doing now, and we'll also encourage Radio Miraya to continue. And then, of course, we will continue to have engagement with the communities. As I told you, our civil affairs officers always have engagement with communities generally, but they will put emphasis on these areas as well as a way of preventing conflict, and also to be able to engage all the stakeholders to be able to understand their role in the agreement and then to also play such roles.
Finally, just as we go, let's begin with you, Honorable Minister. What will be your message to the communities?
Thank you. Maybe let me pass my message in Arabic so that they can understand.
Yes, wasil gram to us.
Modnim pitana alfogo jesh hakuma fi 25 kilo. Dana wazir btakhun ta local government. O ana felan hina fi miraya. Ana is bukura ze rasalna invitations le commissioner so Salatin o kibara la ayana fi belet o kenisa. Shabab were Nasawin, Bukura Kelta Hunja, Santa Hunja had their workshop there, Asan and Nabag there, Wari Turuk Tatifagia Dek, Jakev, Unahina Vinafis Kev, one na beginning my Jesus Vitana Kef. Just data ban de Jesus Vitana. Na besa azin na go mahal wahed lakin kuluzol biaru puduto wen asan jesh mai lakhbat ma motnin asan mai shilu hajata motnin asan motnin kaman mai lakhbat jesh so workshop de mohim kelito khnazbor ay haja al hasal tabanda akhwana bitakon azrub taban maruf lakin al zurub alindum del bar shwe hakuma bayno o kulu haja bijakwes kuluzol kelifi huduto hudu lagade man nabi deresu I had to jeze badin bukun workshop kaman binadiuman al kada toman asamun kep bigeni mamotnin a tabon mot o jesu motnin ze sama kumaya yani ma ba ge ferigu ala mailta individuals out afrat a data ban bag de salao o fi nihaya nas bigeni maala het ka watan wahed ka nabna wahed shukran
shukran shukran Khalis. Yes, John, your final remarks.
Thank you so much. I want to use the opportunity also to thank the state government and including the Minister of Local Government for the very cooperation that we received from them in trying to address this issue. They have been very open and transparent, and they have shown very high commitment in trying to make sure that the communities live peacefully with the SPLA. So on that basis, we encourage all the communities to come. The workshop is at Nyankuru Cultural Center tomorrow, starting from 9 a.m., and then we'll find a way to discuss the issues, come with suggested solutions by the people themselves, and then be able to engage, as the Honorable Minister said, by the governor with the military authorities so that we can have a peaceful coexistence. Thank you.
John and Isaac, thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios this morning. We really do appreciate your time.